Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 35, found in Grade 6, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. Now we will move on to the guide papers for question 35. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee, consisting of education professionals, and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards, while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 76 of the Grade 6 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 35. In the first part of this question, the student is given an equation and asked to determine the number of baseball cards that still need to be signed. Please note that a show your workspace is provided for this part of the question. In the second part, the student is given another equation from which to determine how many baseballs are left in each of 15 boxes. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response for the first answer shows the number 14 subtracted from each side of the equation, leaving C equals 306, which leads to the correct answer of 306 baseball cards. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be accepted. The correct response for the second answer is 20 baseballs. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We've found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 78. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. In this response, both the first and second answers are correct, and the work shown is complete and thorough. Next is the second guide paper, which is another score point 3. This student has also provided 2 correct answers. Note that the student has checked the work, which is a good bridging step and sufficient to achieve a complete and correct response. Now let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 2 response. A sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated for determining the number of baseball cards needed to be signed, which leads to a correct answer. However, the second answer for how many baseballs are in each box is incorrect. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is a score point 1. In this response, the student has demonstrated a sound procedure in the work shown, but a calculation error leads to an incorrect answer of 106. The second answer is also incorrect. This response demonstrates only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. Both the answers provided and the work shown are incorrect, so this response receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these 5 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 35, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 35. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students respond to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 46. In this response, a sound procedure is shown in the work, but both answers are incorrect. This response demonstrates the student has only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task and receives a score point 1. Now let's move on to Practice Set 47. This student has provided two correct answers. However, although the work shown is sound, it includes a string or run-on equation, which is incorrect. This response, therefore, receives a score point 2. Next, we have Practice Set 48. In this paper, both the answers and the work shown are incorrect. This response receives a score point 0. In Practice Set 49, we find that an incorrect procedure is used in the first part of the question, which results in an incorrect answer. However, the second answer, 20 baseballs, is correct. This response demonstrates the student has only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task and receives a score, 0.1. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 50. This response includes correct answers for both parts of the question, and the work shown is complete and thorough. This paper earns a score 0.3. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.